The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble.
Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. I wanted to look at, you know, the whatever you call it, bracketology. You know, everybody's got an opinion on who's going to get in to the NCAA tournament field, who isn't going to get in. You know, you're last five in and all the rest. You know what I mean? Like, everybody's doing it. You got so many ways to look at it. I'm basically going off of Bleacher Report and Joe Lunardi, okay? And Lunardi's with ESPN. So I just kind of wanted to look at how they both see it headed into Selection Sunday. So let's start with Bleacher. All right. So, and I like their work. They're great at what they do. There's no doubt. Very thorough. They're all over everything. Made a huge name for themselves. I like their stuff. So anyway, the last five in, according to them, is Indiana. Of course, they were the last team in. Second to last in, Memphis. Third to last in, Rutgers. Fourth to last in, North Carolina. And fifth to last in, Notre Dame. Now, we all know that Rutgers beat Indiana in Bloomington this week on a last-second three-bomb from your boy Harper Jr. The kid flat-out can play. Not only can he wheel and deal for the Scarlet Knights, his little brother is a sophomore playing at Bosco Prep in New Jersey, and I went to see that kid play in the Jamboree Championship game against Bergen Catholic. They lost that game after beating Bergen twice during the regular season. They lost in the title game. They got outplayed. But that kid, the youngest Harper, get ready, D1. He's coming. This kid lit it up. He had like 22. He was hitting from all over the court, inside, outside, you name it. He had it all going on. But I wasn't surprised at all that Rutgers beat Indiana. I've said on this show many times that Rutgers is better than Indiana. I mean, they're just flat out a better basketball team. And I told you for weeks that Indiana was going to lose to Rutgers. I told you they'd beat Maryland, that they'd have a difficult time winning in Minneapolis. They did win the game and cover against the Gophers. And I said they'd lose their last two games to Rutgers and to Purdue. You know they're going to West Lafayette this week and losing to the Boilermakers at Mackey, as sure as I'm sitting here. But I still think Indiana gets in. I mean, the bottom line is they've had a brutal schedule in the Big Ten, like everybody that is in that conference has. You know, it is no joke when you play in the biggest conference in the country in basketball, where every night is your worst nightmare. Now, a lot of people think that, you know, they lose to Purdue, and with the Rutgers loss, they're going to need to win at least two games in the Big Ten tournament to salvage a bid to the NCAA tournament. I still think they're going to squeeze Indiana into the field. I mean, if you look at every conference in America and all the best teams and who they had to play and when they had to play them, you can't tell me that Indiana didn't have, along with all the other teams in the Big Ten, that they're going to let in one of the toughest schedules in America. Of course, when they look at teams' resumes, you got Net, Res, and Qual. Net is the NCAA evaluation tool, which is the primary sorting metric used by the selection committee and the metric from which quadrant records are derived. Res is the average of the team's resume metrics, Kevin Pauga index, and strength of record. Qual is the average of the quality metrics, you know, ESPN's BPI, KenPom, and Sagarin. Net ratings are constantly updated, and, I mean, you got to be a genius to figure it out, but that's how they do it. All right, what about Memphis? They got two wins against tournament teams. They beat Houston and Alabama, but seven losses to non-tournament teams. Several of those aren't even going to, like, an NIT tourney, so that's not good at all. You know, let's say they beat Houston again this Sunday. That would be gigantic, but then again, they could get into the field as long as they don't have, you know, another ugly loss. Rutgers has to be in, if you ask me. They go to Bloomington and beat Indiana. That's it for me. I mean, I know they went 0-2 last week, and that was bad. And then people said, oh, they needed to go 2-0 against Indiana and then Penn State at home to get into the Big Ten tournament in good shape for the NCAAs. I'll tell you what. Rutgers had seven wins against the net top 35. I mean, that's it for me. You do that, you're in the tournament field. Rutgers can beat any team in the country, if you ask me. I say North Carolina's in. I mean, honestly, they're a week out from picking up their first Q1 win at Virginia Tech. That was huge. A bad loss against Pitt, embarrassing. But you beat NC State, you beat Syracuse, all you have left is Duke. They're not winning at Duke on Saturday in Coach K's final game, if you ask me. They're going to get an at-large bid no matter what. A lot of people think they still have to do work in the ACC tournament. I'm not one of them. You get 22-8 and you're in the ACC, you're getting in. North Carolina always gets in. What about Notre Dame? I mean, the bottom line is they did well against Georgia Tech. Even though it was a quadrant four game, they destroyed the Yellow Jackets by 34, and they moved up to number 47 in the net rankings after the weekend. They also won their home game against Syracuse by double digits, and a lot of people thought that was all they needed. It didn't help to lose to Florida State, but they were in the game, and they, you know, were playing in Tallahassee. It's not that tough of a loss, if you ask me, but if they lose at home to Pitt on Saturday, they might find themselves outside looking in and not getting into the tournament. A lot of people think these are the first five teams out of the tournament. Bleacher does. VCU would be the first team out. Second team out, BYU. Third team out, SMU. Fourth out, Florida Gators. Fifth out, St. Bonnie. And then a lot of people are talking about the Colorado Buffaloes. I don't know about you, but I got to put Florida in the field. You know, you win Auburn, you know, they lost Arkansas, and they beat Vanderbilt, came back to do it, and they got Kentucky left. That's not going to go well, I don't think. But, like, I like them. I even like St. Bonnie. But there's no way I'm leaving Colorado out of this field with some of the games they've won. You beat Arizona by 16 last Saturday night. I mean, that is gigantic. That gets you in the field right there, if you ask me. All right, Bleacher has in the East region in Philadelphia, Arizona as the number one seed, Kentucky the number two, and then Providence the number three, Houston the number four, Bama the number 5, Texas the number 6, and Iowa the number 7. So, I mean, Providence, they hung with Villanova, and it was a 2-point game. I mean, they were getting 9. I think they're bad ass, if you ask me. And, you know, to me, they can beat anybody in the country as well. Xavier is, you know, in that, you know, region as a 9, but they've been falling fast. Bottom line is, you start losing games at Providence, and then you lose at St. John's ugly in New York. They might be dropping even further. All right, the Midwest region, they got Kansas number 1. This is in Chicago, that region. Kansas number 1, Auburn number 2, Nova number 3, Illinois number 4, Arkansas 5, the Hogs, St. Mary's 6, and Michigan State 7. I mean, I think Michigan State's a joke. Where are they going to find baskets? How in the hell are they a number 7? In the South region in San Antonio, you got Baylor number 1, Duke number 2. Now, I know Krzyzewski's begging to go to Chicago to be in that region, but Bleacher doesn't think they're going there. The Blue Devils will get shipped down to Greenville, South Carolina to start it off, but they would be in the South region. The number 3 is Wisconsin. They're tough. Tennessee would be the 4, UCLA the 5, LSU the 6, and Iowa State the 7. And in the West region in San Francisco, Gonzaga would be the number 1, Purdue the number 2. I mean, these are heavyweights. Texas Tech number 3, UConn 4, Ohio State 5, USC 6, and Marquette 7. Some of the other teams in that will be Wake Forest as a 10, Michigan as an 11, Iona, Rick Pitino a 12, TCU, they're tough as hell, they would be a 9. As for Joe Lunardi, his play-ins are like Alcorn State against New Orleans, San Diego State would play Rutgers, Memphis would play Indiana, and Bryant would take on Norfolk State. In the West region, they'd have Gonzaga 1, and then Purdue 2, and then the 3 would be Texas Tech, UCLA would be the 4, and Houston, the 5 seed, LSU would be the 6, and Marquette the 7 seed. In the East in Philly, it'd be Kansas 1, Auburn 2, and Villanova 3, Illinois 4, Arkansas 5. In the South in San Antonio, Baylor the 1, Duke the 2, Tennessee the 3, UConn the 4, Bama the 5. And in the Midwest, Arizona the 1, Kentucky the 2. And then you got Wisconsin the 3, Providence the 4, Texas the 5. Either way, it's all going to be kick-ass. I can't wait till Selection Sunday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.